Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
It was the first ever Dancing with the Stars Juniors. It was Kids Say the Darndest Things meets Dancing with the Stars, and it was amazing, adorable. What a star-studded event. We can't wait to get in the conversation. Let's get it going.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Oh my gosh. So cute when they whipped out this song. It was the cutest thing.
Oh, that was my favorite.
Oh my gosh, you guys. The first ever Dancing with the Stars Juniors. And now I see why they're doing it. First, I was hesitant.
Yes.
But okay, anyways, let's do some quick introductions and then we will get into the conversation. I am Teague Dooley Panko.
And
I'm so excited to be joining you guys for another season of Dancing with the Stars. And to my left, we have a new After Buzzer, which we're so excited to welcome you here, Angel.
Thank you.
Angel, are you excited about this?
Yes, it was amazing. A great show.
It was such a great show. It was so cute. And I, you know, initially, let's talk about our overall thoughts, and then we'll get into the breakdown of the dances. For me, I thought that it was... It's kind of hard to judge kids because, you know,
right.
Everybody, you know, they're young and they're vulnerable. But I think that all the critiques were pretty spot on. I think
they
that they were really nice week one, which
yeah.
You kind of have to be in their kids. But I think that now I see, when I first heard about this concept of Dancing with the Stars Juniors, I was like, I don't know if I'm going to like it. And oh my gosh, I loved it.
They're so cute.
And
it was a very energetic. There's
right.
No way to like watch that and not get out of your seat.
Right.
Not just like be in a really great mood afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was adorable. And I could see where it would kind of be a hard thing to do because these kids are they're young. They're 9 and 10 years old, some of them. And you've got probably a lot of moms involved. You've
yes.
got a lot of managers involved.
Mentors.
I mean, this was one cool thing was all of the mentors were great.
Yes.
We had a lot of all-stars, pretty much all of the Dancing with the Stars...
mentors.
Yeah.
The professionals from the Dancing with the
yeah,
Stars.
Yeah, yeah. Those were kind of some of the favorites, so it was great. And then the judging panel was amazing. We have Mandy Moore, Val Schmurkowski, and figure skater Adam Rippon, who is just the funniest.
He was. I loved all of his commentary.
He was great. And then we also had Jordan Fisher and Frankie Muniz hosting, which I think that they did a great job. Overall, I think the show was put together so well, and I can't wait to see what the rest of the season looks like. I know it looks like it's hard from a production standpoint because there's so many moving pieces, so many kids,
so many mentors. Like mm-hmm. Now we have a whole nother layer that we have to like digest.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's amazing, and I think that they really did a really good job putting this together. First episode was amazing. So let's jump right in to the dances, and we'll kind of break them down from there. So first we had Jason Maybaum, and he is just the cutest little patootie.
Oh my God. Don't you love the way he talks?
Yes.
Have you seen the show that he's on?
He's on Raven's Home on the Disney Channel. I have seen like bits and pieces, and
oh
it's adorable.
God. The way he talks. I love it.
He's so cute. So he was paired up with Eliana Walmsley. And Emma Slater was the mentor here.
Yes.
And I think that they did a really great job. He is just so cute. You know, he can't do any wrong. But I think that this was great. He did Bills to Pay. That cute
he
song.
He had great, like, the facial expressions
yes.
were spot on. I loved him and Eliana's facial expressions. They had
uh-huh.
so much energy just starting
yes.
off. They were a really good start to the show.
Yes, I think it was a great start to the show. He had a lot of confidence. And overall, I think the judges agreed with us. They, we had, and I will go this way throughout the show, just so you know. So we'll start with Mandy Moore. It was a 6, and Val gave a 6, and Adam gave a 6. So that 18 out of 30 for the first performance.
Which was fair.
Which was fair. I think that he, you know, I think he did a really great job. I think it was a really great start to the show. I think he tried really hard, and I loved it.
A really good first performance. Yes. He needed to clean up the technique, but other than that, really great performance.
Yeah,
Cha-cha-cha.
He's such an itty-bitty. Oh, my God.
Cha-cha-cha. So cute.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Yes, cha cha cha. I loved it. Okay, next we had Trip Palin,
yes,
who we know is Sarah Palin's grandson, Bristol Palin's son.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this was very cute. He was paired up with
Haley.
Haley Bills is the pro, and Jenna Johnson was the mentor. And I guess Jenna, oh, there's another relationship here. Everybody's kind of related on the show now, I feel
yeah,
like.
Yeah, I felt like it was a family affair.
Yes. So Jenna Johnson is Haley Bill's aunt. So kind of her mentor. That was kind of cool to see them working together. They did a foxtrot
mm-hmm.
to Mama Said.
I think like this.
Oh, yes. And I think that, yeah, good singing. I think it was really great footwork, and he remembered it, and he stayed on beat for the most part, and I think that there were great facials. What did you think?
He looked a bit nervous, and, you know, we'll see later on the effects of that, but he looked a little stiff, a little nervous, and you can tell, like, dancing is a completely new avenue for him, so I'm really glad that he came out of his shell a little bit and was able to do the show. That was awesome.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think it was interesting to kind of see him and his personality on the show. He's so clearly such a boy's boy. You know, he's fishing and hunting and doing all those things.
Yes.
So I think it was really cute to see him step out of his comfort zone. And I think he did a really good job. He remembered to smile. And I think he
did. He had that smile plastered on. It was like,
such a cutie patootie.
Every move.
So we had a 5 from Mandy, a 6 from Val, and a 6 from Adam. So that gave them a 17 out of 30.
That was pretty accurate.
Yeah. I think that was great. I think that was pretty spot on. Okay, so next we have Addison Osta-Smith, who is the MasterChef Junior winner. They were performing the cha-cha. The mentor here was Keo, and she danced with her partner Lev. And we know Lev from Justin Timberlake's music video, and he's also just a little dancer who books a lot of jobs.
Yes.
And
he was great.
Yes. And I think this was really a cute dance because I love when they do the themes, and she's obviously a cook and a chef, they did the cooking thing.
A MasterChef Junior. She's a winner.
Yep.
And the song was called I'm Burning Up, which was so appropriate. She gave me boss vibes. Didn't she give you boss vibes during her performance?
Yes, she did. Yeah, she did.
She came out there and just completely owned it. I mean, it was amazing. Look at this.
I know. She's so cute. She's cute. I think that the few critiques were that she was lip syncing a little bit.
Yeah, she was. I saw that.
And also counting a little bit, which is totally understandable when you first start dancing.
You're a new dancer, of course.
You,
5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah.
Yes.
I do that too, and I've been dancing a little bit myself, so.
Yes. So that is kind of one thing that I think was a little bit of their downfall, and also he's just so full out, so I think when she was next to him, sometimes he outshined her a bit, but
yeah,
that makes sense when you're dancing with the pro.
That was most of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, you know. So
first show.
So, yes, that'll just happen. So I think it could have been a little bit bigger. She looked a little bit nervous, but I think she did a really, really great job. What'd you think?
I just think she, of course, needed to sharpen up those skills, you know, those techniques. And she needed to dance a little bit bigger to match her partner. But other than that, she was good.
Yeah.
I loved the attitude she had while she was performing.
I think she was great. So overall, we have from the judges, we have a 5 from Mandy Moore. We have a 5 from Val and a 5 from Adam. Okay, so that gave them a 15 out of 30.
Yeah, that was their least favorite of all the performances.
It looks like it in the scores. So, yeah,
in the scores.
Definitely don't know that for sure, but yeah.
Well, just judging by the scores.
Yeah, judging by the scores. Okay, so next, you know what? Actually, before we get into that, do you want to give a quick AfterBuzz shout out? I think we need to do a little shout out.
Absolutely.
Okay, you got it for us, girl. Take it away.
Hey, AfterBuzzers. Our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There's no network that works as hard as we do to serve our television fans. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about those pesky notifications, don't, because they're completely optional. So hit that subscribe button now, and for this channel, check it out, and all of our other YouTube channels on AfterBuzz as well. Let us know you did in the comments so we'll thank you on air. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us to be the ESPN of talk TV.
Awesome. Yes, that's always really great. And we also are in the live chat, so we want to thank you guys for being in there and also being just so great. And we love chatting with you guys. Make sure you jump in the comments after if there's anything you guys want us to talk about, investigate, any of that stuff. We love talking to you guys. So thank you for being great. Okay, moving on. We have Miles Brown. Mm-hmm. He is the cutest little guy, the actor from Black-ish. He was performing a salsa with Riley Arnold, who is Lindsay Arnold's little sister.
Yes.
So this was such a cute little family affair. Mm-hmm. They danced to Who Let the Dogs Out? What did you think?
Oh my gosh. Well, first of all, great song choice. I love the song choice. Gets me going every time. I loved like when Riley and Lindsay, the two sisters, when they first met him, they both greeted him like twins. Like they were just like, hey, just like so in sync. I really enjoyed the performance. He is such an entertainer. It's almost like he could be a singer as well. He just owned the stage and he has such a stage presence that it's like, okay, we get you're an actor, but he's a performer as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's just so funny because it's, I just feel like he reminds me a little bit of Jordan Fisher. And we just saw Jordan Fisher on the show, win the show. And so it's just, I thought it was a really great performance. He is obviously such, I was questioning that too. I'm like, does he have training? Because he's just
really comfortable,
so good.
Right?
Yeah, very comfortable. Super comfortable. Great performer. I think it was amazing overall and just so, so cute as well.
And the Dalmatian outfit.
The Dalmatian outfit. So cute. Okay, so from Mandy Moore, we have an 8. From Val, we have a 7. Mm-hmm. And from Adam, we have a 7. They gave them a 22 out of 30, which was a great score.
Yes.
Yeah, very
great
accurate.
First score.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's really cool that he's doing the show. Okay, next we have Sophia Pippen, which was very cool. So Sophia Pippen is a model, and she's also the daughter of Scottie Pippen.
She's gorgeous.
The basketball legend. Yeah, she's adorable. So she was paired up with Jake, who we know from So You Think You Can Dance, and their mentor is Sasha. They were performing a jive. I think that overall, this was a great performance and yes. Very, very, very cute.
High energy, lots of stamina. I wasn't expecting that from her because she just seems so like, she's so tall, you know?
Uh-huh.
And it's really hard to be like quick when you're so long, you know, so tall.
Absolutely. I think that they did a really great job and she might need to just remember to breathe a little bit and have some more facials. Yeah. But that was my only thing that
I noticed that.
She is just so, so cute. And he's such a ham. So I think that is what kept it all together. And It was just great. I think she's adorable. And
favorite part was the dirty dancing
number
they did when he like kind of swung her
down.
I was like, okay, to the scoop.
I know. That was so cute. And what a cute little theme. Also, her fan club is lit, okay? There's Kim Kardashian was in the audience with her kids.
Yes,
And obviously, her mom, Laura Pippen, and Scottie Pippen were there.
I think Kim's wheels are turning like, huh, my daughter.
Yeah, I know. How funny is that? It's just crazy. I mean, we were talking about it before the show started. thinking about all of the celebrities that were probably in that crowd that night, I mean, it's crazy. Stevie Wonder.
Mind-blowing.
I mean, wow. Lots of people were there at this. This was probably one of the most star-studded events, I think, that they've probably put on for Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, absolutely.
But anyways, very cool. And she did a really great job. She has a 7 from Mandy Moore, a 7 from Val, and a 7 from Adam, giving them a 21 out of 30, which I think was great, a great first score.
Yes, it was.
And she's so cute.
And she says she wants to be the champion like her dad. That was so cute.
How cute is
paying
that?
Paying homage to her dad, you know, stepping outside of her comfort zone, doing something completely different.
Obsessed. I'm obsessed with the whole thing. This whole show just is so, so cute. Okay, so we're moving right along. We have so many things to get to, so we want to make sure we do. We have Hudson West, who is the Emmy-nominated actor on General Hospital. Cutie patootie little blondie.
He was.
Yes.
With the chili bowl haircut.
Yes, super the cute. Chili bowl. Cameron was his pro that he was paired with, and their mentor is Haley, who is a pro on Dancing with the Stars. So I think that they did a really great job. I think that the timing was off a few times. But I think that overall they kept it together and had a really good performance.
They recouped, though. When they did the snake roll, I was like, okay, I forgive you.
Yes!
It was great. And Cameron was so sharp. She was amazing. I mean, look at her. She was hitting that like her life depends on it.
Yes.
And that was amazing.
Right.
For her to be so young and so thorough with her movements.
Mm-hmm. And I think that one thing we've seen in these little actor boys is they have a really great stage presence and confidence on this dance floor. So I think that that really shined through. And you can tell he's been, you know, trained to perform. And
yeah.
I think that he did a really great job.
He owned it.
And what a little heartthrob. He's just so cute.
Yes.
So the judges agreed. We have a 7 from Mandy, a 7 from Val, and an 8 from Adam. So I don't know why I'm like, Adam is the last one. 22 out of 30, which I think was great. Do you think that was accurate?
Yes, it was pretty accurate. I wanted a little bit more from Hudson, but I couldn't really ask of more for his first performance. He did awesome.
Right.
He was awesome.
Yeah, he was great. Mm-hmm. He was great. And yeah, I mean, that's the thing, too. We have to keep remembering it's only week one. So there's only going up from here. And what's awesome, too, is when you're young, you're flexible and you can learn things easier. So I think that we're going to see a lot of improvement in these kids.
Yes. A lot of stretching. A lot of growing.
Yeah. And even maybe more so from Dancing with the Stars adult version, because they have the opportunity to grow and learn. And they're just more, they've got a little bit more spirit right now when they're young. So I think it's a great show. I think we'll see a lot of improvements. So next we had one of the probably favorites of the night. Maybe she was the favorite of the night. But we had Ariana Greenblatt.
Not the favorite.
Well,
it was quoted that the other one was the favorite, but we'll get to that later.
We'll get to it, but I think she was a lot of people in America's favorite.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yes.
Adorable.
We have Ariana Greenblatt, who is from Stuck in the Middle and also Guardians of the Galaxy, and she is just so cute. You could see her before she was able to perform. When she was in the background of the shot, she was just so excited, and she was just...
Oh, my gosh.
Such a big smile on her face.
Oh, my gosh. And then her partner, Audion.
Yep.
Uh-huh. He was dancing the entire time. Like, whenever a pair went up for an interview, if you just look right behind them, you can see this yellow suit just moving. He's moving all the time. So much energy, so much stamina.
Yes. So as you mentioned, she was partnered with Artion, who is 11 years old, cutie patootie dancer, and then Brandon was their mentor. So overall, I think that they had a really great energy. I was actually very impressed with how much they were able to do without a lot of props or a lot of a storyline.
Very true.
And because I was worried. I was like, oh, Brandon, you know, is relatively new on the show. So I was like, I was wondering if maybe they should have used more props or a bigger story or something. But honestly, I feel like I was really impressed with what they performed. And he gave them pretty hard stuff.
Oh my gosh. Did you see how fast Ariana's legs were moving?
Yes.
I mean, it was like she had done this before. Like, I swear she had done this before, because they were just just right across the stage.
Mm-hmm. I was so impressed. And it's so cute how much Artion loves working I with Ariana. I think
he is smitten by her.
Oh, it's
he
so
is
cute.
Certainly smitten.
Yes.
I was feeling those vibes.
Yes,
sure.
If not, he's a big fan. It's adorable.
This is a moment he will remember for the rest of his life.
I love it.
You can just tell because, like, even when they go for the interviews, they're, like, speechless. Like, I can't even talk right now. I'm standing next to this amazing performer.
Right.
And this is my moment with them.
So right.
That was great.
Exactly. It's so cute.
Oh, I wanted to touch on my favorite quote of the night.
Uh-huh.
When they asked Ariana what her favorite dance move was, and she was like, I can't twerk on television.
Yeah.
Did you catch that?
She's so
like,
cute.
Oh my gosh.
Everything that she says
little
is just
twerker.
The cutest. She's adorable. So for their scores, we had an 8 from Mandy, and we had an 8 from Val, and an 8 from Adam. So that gave them a 24 out of 30 overall, which I think was great.
Oh, yeah.
And very accurate.
Well deserved.
Yeah, well deserved. So before we get to the next couple, I just want to say something a little bit about our iTunes. Some of you are listening on iTunes, and some of you are watching us on YouTube. We appreciate both of you guys. But if you happen to be listening on iTunes, maybe you could give us a 5 stars. We don't know. But we always love hearing from you guys and having you guys get involved on iTunes or any different platforms. We want to let you know you guys can listen to us in several different places. And if you're on iTunes, give us that 5 stars because we love you for it. Okay?
Okay.
We just had to tell you, but yeah. We love you and we just want to let you know.
Mwah.
It's there. It's there. Woo-woo! Shout, shout. It's like basketball time in here. okay, so next, we are moving right along. We have Mackenzie Ziegler. She is the sister of Maddie Ziegler,
yes.
Who we know from Dance Moms. And Mackenzie was also on the show. It's funny to see her now. She's kind of coming into her own. And she's a singer now.
Very
and,
graceful, right?
Yeah, very graceful. I think it was interesting that she was on the show and she was introduced as a singer. Because we know she was a dancer on Dance Moms. Mm-hmm. But not professionally as much as right now, I guess. I guess now she's becoming a singer. She's doing a little rebranding.
Yeah.
But
doesn't
it was,
hurt anyone.
Yes, of course. And it mm-hmm. was great to see her on the show. It's just funny to see her because she's so mature now from when we first saw her on the Dance Mom. She was
very
just a little
beautiful.
Peanut.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's beautiful. She's growing into her own. So she is partnered with Sage, who is her pro, and then Gleb is the mentor. They performed a foxtrot.
Yes.
And overall, I think it went really great. I know you guys are kind of sounding off in the live chat about Mackenzie. Yes, you guys are talking about how she does have a little bit of training and dance experience. Yes, because she was on Dance Moms. So
that's
she has,
why she was so amazing.
Well, yes, yeah, she has experience in contemporary and jazz and competition stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say to you guys that ballroom is completely different.
Different, as they mentioned.
Yes.
The judges
it is,
mentioned that.
It is different, so we do have to remember that. But I do see that you guys are talking about her a little bit. I'll try to keep up with these comments.
What are they saying?
Oh, and also, yeah, I mean, good point, Nella. Mackenzie is 15, so they could have waited another year and just put her on the regular show. Good point. But I think she does fit in with the kids. Just because we know her as a younger performer,
yeah.
I think she kind of fits on the show.
Yeah, I think so. She goes right along with Mandla.
Yes.
Like the bigger kids. They're still
yes.
kids. Come on.
Yeah. But I think yeah. but I think she did a great job and yeah. Overall, what did you think of the dance?
Did you agree with Val's comment that she should have stayed true to like the essence of the foxtrot? I thought she did an amazing job, especially how it opened up slower.
Yeah.
Like most of the routines have like a slow pace and then they bust out and start woo woo woo. Like
right.
it gets a lot faster.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what makes it so colorful, you know?
Right.
Not so one note. So
exactly.
I was really disappointed in his disappointing comment.
Right. Yeah, yeah. I do. I'm not sure if I agreed totally with that. And also, I kind of feel like if that was a comment, it should have been made to Gleb. Because it's not
right.
like, it's, how
could
she control?
Exactly.
I think she executed what she was given really
Absolutely.
Well.
Brilliantly.
Yes. So I kind of didn't really agree with that comment.
I didn't agree with the way shifting comment either. Her dress was so long. How could you see her footwork?
Yeah, also I did want to comment on that dress. I feel like it was a bit long
it,
and it kind
it
of hid
really
her
long.
Lines a bit. And the only thing we saw was her foot, and sometimes it wasn't perfectly pointed. So I don't know, but I feel like if we would have had maybe a shorter skirt, we could have seen her leg extension, and maybe that would have made me fall more in love with the line. I'm not sure.
I wasn't in love with this particular outfit myself.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But I think she did a great job overall, mm-hmm. and the judges agreed. So we have a 7 from Mandy, a 7 from Val, and an 8 from Adam. I think it was a great dance, great opening number for her. And I think it's cool for her to be able to be in the spotlight for once, because Maddie obviously has become so incredibly successful. Everybody knows her. She's in everybody's music video. What is she, guest judging last year? She's awesome.
Yeah.
So I think it's great for Mackenzie to get a little bit of the spotlight.
Give her some shine. Yeah. She deserved it.
She does. And mm-hmm. she's so cute. And she just seems so humble and sweet. Okay, you guys, we have one of my favorite. I
knew it.
So happy about Honey Boo Boo being on this show. I can't even tell you guys. I mean, that is like one of the reasons I was like, I am absolutely watching every week.
I love her attitude.
Oh, she's so cute. I love her.
She comes out with the tiara.
I'm obsessed with her.
That was amazing. Like, she already sets the whole tone for her performances.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Somebody in the comments said, I remember when Mackenzie just wanted to eat chips. Watch her. Good call. That's so funny. Remember she was on Dance Mom. Such a cutie patootie. Anyways, going back to Honey Boo Boo. Okay, let's break down the logistics of it, and then we'll get into it. So first of all, Alana Thompson. I know we should just be calling her Alana now, but I like calling her Honey Boo Boo because she's just so cute. Okay, so she was performing a salsa. Her pro is Tristan, mm-hmm. and her mentor was Artem. I think that this was really great. I think that she probably needs to hit things a little bit harder. And also, I want to see what your opinion is, and sound off in the comments, you guys, about Artem choosing to have Tristan be the one that was featured dipped. in the last yeah. pose, and had Alana hold Tristan.
Yes.
I didn't love that. I don't know why
they completely switched the roles.
And I almost felt like that was a bit distasteful. A little bit uncalled for. Why did we do that?
It was a cop-out because she did minimal dancing, and that's all I noticed was like, okay, she could have literally just stood there and just waved her arms, mm-hmm. and that would have been the dance, because he just whirled right around her and didn't really give her the shine, and I mm-hmm. wanted to see her shine.
Yeah. Well, and you know what? And she does. She has such a great personality, and the judges talked about that a lot. She's got such a great energy, a love for life, and it comes through in everything she does. Mm-hmm. She's such a great little girl.
Yeah.
And I wanted to see her shine and an end pose means so much to me and performances, and I feel like I wanted her to be the star at the end. I wanted her to be, whether it didn't have to be a dip, it didn't have to be a hold, but maybe just a pose that showcased her, because it's about her and her growth on the show. And so I disagreed with that ending pose.
She kind of did like a ball buster move, how like she was holding him and then she dropped him.
That's true.
That was kind of cool.
I guess you're right. You're right. You know what?
That was kind of like, okay.
Thank you for reminding me. She did drop him at the end as like a part of the performance, and it was supposed to be, I guess, a little bit funny, but I wanted her to be shining a little bit more in that moment, because she did such a great job. So overall, I think she had great confidence, and I think that she has a lot to learn.
She had the sass and the pizzazz.
Yes.
She came out, and she owned it with her personality.
Yes, exactly.
Not with her moves, but with her personality.
Yes, she's great. Alana,
I'll take that.
I love her. Okay, so we have a 6 from Mandy, a 6 from Val, and a 7 from Adam. Overall, gave them a 19 out of 30. Mm-hmm. I think it was a great first performance. She should be so proud. I love her.
Yeah, she should be proud.
What a cutie.
Mama should be proud.
Yes.
You know, she was screaming at the top of her lungs in the audience.
Mama June! Give me all of that content. Give me all. I could watch Alana do anything. You know, like anything the girl does is just entertaining and adorable, just because she loves life, and I love it.
Yeah.
She's great. I'm really glad that she's on the show. That was a good get
ABC. Great recruiting.
Great recruiting. Okay, moving on. This is another great recruit, I believe. Very cool. We see Mandla Morris, who is Stevie Wonder's son.
That was so unexpected.
Yes.
And he looks just like his dad.
He does.
He looks just like his dad.
Exactly.
I saw him at church today, too.
Okay, good to know. Let's get to the logistics, you guys. Okay, I'm keeping you on track.
Okay,
sorry. Okay, we have got a where does he go to church? In L.A.?
One Church, L.A.
Oh, so cute.
Now it's called Potter's House, One L.A. Oh.
You know what? Yeah. They always change the church names here.
I know. It's crazy. It's like the clubs. They change the names.
They change the names. They do a rebrand, and they're like, it's totally different. Same people, though. Okay, so let's talk logistics, and then we'll talk about the dance. So he's a designer. He's Stevie Wonder's son. He is paired up with Brighton Brim, who is the pro, and then Cheryl is back,
Mentor. She's my favorite.
She's great. So they performed a jive. What did you think overall?
I thought it was amazing. I actually couldn't even write notes because I was scared I was going to miss something. The sparkling jacket, like the glitter gold jacket, I mean, mesmerizing. The whole performance was mesmerizing. He's like flipping her, twirling her like she weighs nothing. I was so convinced that he's done this before, but they were saying this is his first time, everything. So
yeah,
that was pretty amazing.
I think it was great. And I love how cool he is and like how humble and down to earth he is. And when you're Stevie Wonder's son,
he's very soft-spoken.
I'm probably going to intro, if I was Stevie Wonder's son, I would say, hi, I'm Stevie Wonder's son, my name is. You know, like, I don't think I'd keep it cool, but he's definitely kept it cool. And he's got a great energy. I think it was very strong. Mm-hmm. He looked like a professional.
And
you know what? He's also, I didn't write down his age. Did you write down his age? I think he's like 14, 15. Does anybody in the live chat know his name or his age? He might be 14. But I do think that it's very cool that he's doing the show at this age because a lot of kids, I think, at that age feel a little bit awkward maybe or like, you know, think dancing's kind of lame or whatever. That just from growing up in the dance community, sometimes that is a stigma. And I think it was great because he seems like such a cool kid and he came on this show, killed it, showed that ballroom is cool, dancing is cool, and I was really proud of his performance.
And he also said that he wanted to be known for who he was and not who his father was. So it's his coming out. This is his debut of, hi, hello, I'm Mandla. Yeah. Yes, I am Stevie Wonder's son, but I'm Mandla first.
Yeah, I loved it. I thought it was great. Thank you guys. I think you guys are in the live chat saying 14, we think he is. Yeah, so I think that's a vulnerable age. Yeah. And I think when you're a, you know, kind of a teenage boy, you don't want to look silly on a show, but I think he looked amazing.
Oh, gosh,
I think he represented and
very
I think
well.
It was great. Yes.
Very well.
Overall, it was awesome. Oh, Adam said this was the performance of the night. At this point.
Wait a minute. Val and Adam said this was the performance of the night.
Yeah.
Adam concurred.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the judges, let's break down the scores. We have an 8 from Mandy, an 8 from Val, and an 8 from Adam.
Yes.
Which gave them a 24 out of 30, which was great.
Awesomeness.
Yeah, awesome sauce. Okay, next, we're moving right along.
Yes, ma'am.
We have Akash and Camry. Oh, my.
Did you see the face I made when you just said his name?
Oh, my gosh.
You said Akash. I said,
oh, he couldn't be cuter. No. I don't think I've ever seen a cuter kid in my life.
Oh, my
gosh.
And he's smart.
Oh, my gosh. He is the, okay, so if you don't know Akash, he is the Spelling Bee champion, I guess of last year, probably 2018. I don't know. But he's a Spelling Bee, little cutie patootie. Mm-hmm. And he's partnered with Camry, who is the pro, and they are working with Whitney as their mentor, and they performed a tango. I just wrote down, OMG, could not be cuter. That's what my notes
are. That's
my
notes.
I think that it was so cute. He's the youngest one on the show. He's 9 years old, and I think he had great facials. He's just got a great little love for life, and he's so adorable.
Did you love the opening kiss?
Oh, yes.
That surprised me. I was like, oh, for real?
I know. And also, I think it was so cute. Camry was just like hanging on him because she's just like,
oh, my gosh. She's so
it's so cute.
Very much like already invested in him.
Yes.
Like, this is her her guy.
I love it. And I love that she, you know, she's
so attached.
First of all, she's just adorable. But also, I think it was cute to see how much she wants to support him and him to do well. Mm-hmm. She doesn't want it to really be about her, which some of the kids, you know, it's like everybody. They all want to be on TV. It's cute. But she was like, oh, look at how cute he is. Oh, I was obsessed.
They were angels gliding across the floor.
Yes, that's they were what angels. They were. Yeah. They were angels. Look at his cute facials. I can't. So the judges agreed. They gave them, we have a 7 from Mandy, a 7 from Val, and a 7 from Adam, which gave them a 21 out of 30, which I think was great.
Yeah, because their personality outshined the performance.
Right. And even just another thing we have to say, too, is, you know, I grew up dancing, but still it was really hard to pick up new choreography every week. Just think that these kids who don't have professional backgrounds or who haven't been in dance class since they were 3, absolutely, like a little Akash, picking up a dance is not easy. So it's impressive that they remember all these things. Mm-hmm. Even Tripp, I was really impressed because, you know, he's coming from fishing on the lake to having to memorize a full routine. That's not easy.
He came from politics to dancing. Yeah, well, how big a stretch is that?
Right, yeah, I know. I don't know if he's doing a lot of the politic thing, but his family is.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, which I guess you kind of engulfs you.
It's in his blood, though. Like, yes. Honestly.
Exactly. Okay, are we down to the last couple? OMG! You guys, we got through it. Okay, so we have the last couple. We have Sky Brown, who is a professional skateboarder from Japan.
Oh, she is so cute. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, she's so cute. Okay, so she's paired with JT Church, who we all know from So You Think You Can Dance. He danced with Robert Rolden, and he's adorable. And their mentor is Alan. Mm-hmm. They performed a salsa. What did you think?
I thought it was so good, so mm-hmm. well executed, so clean, so precise. Yes. It was like they both, like they also like knew each other already before mm-hmm. the show, which they didn't. And it was just, I felt the chemistry.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I felt the chemistry. I think they did a really great job. I think that they had a really great spirit out there. The only thing I would say is that there wasn't a ton of salsa. It moves. I mean, not a lot of salsa technique was in it. I didn't mind it. It's more a little bit like hip hop influence.
Very hip hop influence. It didn't gel well to me personally.
Yeah.
Because salsa is so classy.
Yes.
But look at how she works. Oh, those
she's
hips.
So cute. Those hips. That was impressive.
Those hips. Wait a minute. Let's just give a moment of silence for her physique. Just,
I know.
Oh my
well,
God.
Well, she's a little baby.
She is so just well put together.
She's well put together. But this does bring me to a point that I wanted to ask you guys in the group chat, and I wanted to ask you, what do you guys think about the costuming? Because I'm sure that they're a little bit worried for, you know, America to see kids, because I grew
Sky's up hot pants.
Right. So I grew up in the competitive dance world, as you might know, and or probably don't. I don't know. But I grew up in that world. So it was always normal to be wearing booty shorts and sports bras and that kind of thing.
Right.
But now it's on network television, and I feel like I'm nervous for some people's response because For some to show midriffs, and I think it's great. I love that stuff. I'm used to that. That's normal to me. But were any of the outfits jarring for you to see in the little kids wearing?
I did a double take on Sky's outfit. I was like, oh, okay, we got the little booty shorts, little hot pants. Uh-huh. But it's 2018. I've seen some crazy stuff on television. Right. So it didn't do much for me as far as a reaction. I just did a double take like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
But
okay.
Yeah, I mean, in this day and age, I mean, we're just lucky her cheeks weren't clapping. So
right. I mean, it's true. I do think that they kept it very classy. And Jasmine, you're in the group chat. You think that the outfits aren't too flashy, which is great. Yeah, some of the outfits were good. Thank you guys for sounding off in the comments. Watcher says, I thought the outfits were good. Chelsea said, I actually had that thought and said it actually will not be revealing. Booty shorts are a bit revealing. So I think that they did a really great job first episode. I think that they just probably, if they keep on this vein, they should be good.
Yeah, like, don't go past Sky's outfit tonight.
Right, so don't go past Sky's outfit.
Don't go Yeah, don't push that envelope.
Yeah, yeah. So I think, but overall, I think that it still looked good. It looked like costumes and athletic.
It was tasteful.
Yes.
Because she is athletic. Mm-hmm. And it showed off her physique in a tasteful way.
Right, exactly. And we do have to note, yeah, Chelsea, good point. Booty shorts are normal for dancing. That is true. I grew up dancing in booty shorts.
Yeah.
But sometimes for mainstream TV, you're like, I don't know. I don't know. But it is an interesting topic. So.
And it's so hard to judge a little girl. I mean, honestly.
Yes. I know. And that's the thing.
What am I going
to
say?
Right. That's the thing. Okay. But anyways, let's get back to the scores for Skye. Skye received a 7 from Mandy, an 8 from Val, and a 7 from Adam, giving them a 22 out of 30 overall, mm-hmm. which was great.
I agree.
I think that they did amazing. Overall, I do want to give a quick shout out. What did you think, and I want to hear what you guys thought, of the judging panel, because I was nervous. These people haven't judged together, especially Mandy, Val, and Adam. I was like, this is kind of a random group, but yeah. I was so impressed. Mm-hmm. Mandy obviously is the technical person. Val also is technical.
She's the Simon of the group. Mm-hmm. Mandy is.
Yeah, but you need that.
Yeah.
And then Adam is just the funny. Oh, I mean, I could listen to him all day. I think that they did a really great job staffing this judging panel. Were you impressed?
I think so too. They gave me different energies. So I appreciate like the diversity of the panel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it was, everybody's coming from a different background, mm-hmm. and I think it was great. Oh my gosh.
And you always need one good funny one. That was Adam.
Yes, uh-huh.
That is his role. You have to be funny mm-hmm. at the very end.
Right, and let's talk about
bring it all together.
Yeah, just really quick, Jordan Fisher and Frankie did amazing hosting.
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing that Jordan Fisher can't do.
They vibed really well. Jordan just, his transitions were spot on, and I noticed it, so.
Right? And, like, let's just talk about his Christmas album, you know? I mean, he's great. He's great.
Don't you like his earring, too?
Yes! He's also trendy and on point. I can't. But overall, I think this was a really great first show. I was nervous because kids and emotions, but overall, I think it was great. Let's talk about who was eliminated. We had to say goodbye to two couples tonight. It wasn't easy, and tears were flowing, but mm-hmm. we had to say goodbye, ultimately, to Tripp Palin and Addison Oster-Smith. So this was sad. I think Addison was really sad. I think she should be so proud of herself.
She should.
Yes.
She should be. She gave it everything she had. It's just like the other ones were just so good. Like they set the bar so high for this first show. I was mm-hmm. blown away. I wasn't expecting this much.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So I think that they both did a really great job. Addison was crying and then we're probably going to see this every week because it's kids. Addison was crying and then Tripp was just staring blankly into the... Did you see that? It was so sad. I was like, oh no, someone give him a hug.
As soon as they said their names, I kind of put my head down. So I didn't catch the reactions, but
yeah,
I was a little torn because, you know... It just really sucks to see kids, like, witness, I don't know, like, mm-hmm. I don't know. Because they try so hard to seek approval from everyone. And when right. you're on national television in front of America and you didn't succeed in something, that really sucks.
Right. Yeah, it's tough. But I think that they did great. And it's cool to see all of them. Mm-hmm. Before we move on, we're going to do a quick fan shout out or, our chat shout out, which is you guys are like our homies and we love you guys. We just want to give you a quick shout out, mm-hmm. In here today, which you guys have been amazing and wonderful. We have Nella J, we have Watcher Carter, we have Jasmine Jones. Hey girl.
Did you just bust a note?
I don't know. Did I?
Yeah. You got a little singing voice.
We have, Chels. You're amazing. We love having you guys in the conversation. We have Joseph is in here with us, and we also have, I think that might round out our group for today, but you guys are seriously so, so great. We appreciate you guys watching and being so involved, and you guys help us keep the conversation going, so it's great, and we love you
guys.
Thank
you.
I can't say it enough. And we also, I guess now it's time for the predictions.
Special segment?
It's that time. I'm just waiting for that cue, yeah? Yay! Okay. All right, what do you think is going to happen next week? Who's going home?
Whew. Honey.
Who's going home next?
Okay, so can I just give you one pair that I think may be on the chopping block for next week?
Yes, please.
Alana, honey boo boo.
You think?
I think so.
Oh, man.
She did the least amount of dancing.
She did do the least amount of dancing, but she's Honey Boo Boo, you know?
I know. But, you know, the judges are not biased at all.
Right, right. I think that you might have some... there might be some validity in that prediction. I also think I'm a little bit worried about Mackenzie for some reason. Just because I think that people are going to be more critical on her because she is a dancer and has a dance background. And so I don't know if they're going to judge her harder, but I feel like that might happen.
I hope they do not hate on her. I was not mad at that performance at all.
I wasn't either, but I just get nervous. You just get nervous, you know? After watching these shows, you get a little bit nervous about certain things.
Please don't do that. Keep her on the show, please.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've got some opinions in the live chat. We have, Jasmine says that Miles, Sky, Mandela, Jason, and Ariana are going to the finals or close to the finals.
Yes.
That's a good prediction.
Straight to the top. Yep. I thought so, too.
Yes. Oh, and thank you, Joseph, for bringing up the fact that next week's assignment for the kids is The Year That They Were Born. Song from The Year They Were Born. We're going to feel like such old people.
I know.
Yeah.
Let me see. What was good in the 80s?
I mean, oh, gosh, I don't even want to think about it. But that is all we have for this week, and we appreciate you guys joining us. As always, please sound off in the comments on the video. Let us know what you liked, what you didn't like, what you want to hear more about. And we just want to remind you guys are the greatest fans in the world. And we appreciate you. Oh, we should tell you where you guys can find us during the week if you want to hang out. Chat it up. You can find me at TeegDP. It's TIEGEDP on Instagram, Twitter. I'm kind of active on there. I don't know. We'll see you there, maybe. And where can we find you?
You can find me on Instagram at AngelTaylor_ANGELE_Taylor_
There she is. We're so happy to have you on the panel.
Thank you. This has been so much fun. It's amazing. Yes.
Thank you guys so much. We will see you all next week. Let's feel old next week. Let's do it. Okay. Thank you guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.